Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yesterday in St. Louis, Daniel Riley learned the length of his sentence.
A little more than a month ago, a three-day trial concluded with Daniel Riley being found guilty on 4 of 5 counts for causing an accident that cost Janae Edmondson her legs. Edmondson was in court for the sentencing, wearing long pants to cover her legs and prosthetics she used to walk up to Judge Michael Noble alongside her parents. Her mother, Francine, read a joint victim impact statement on behalf of Janae and her entire family.
On that night, Janae endured so much physical trauma. She was seconds from dying right there in front of us on the street. Her legs were completely severed and she was bleeding out. But she fought and we fought. Her will to live was far greater than what Daniel Riley could do to her.
Francine Edmondson says no sentence given to Riley can make up for what he did to their daughter, Janae.
Based on his own actions, he sentenced Janae on that street that night to be an amputee for the rest of her life. The sentence he was given will never be enough to repay for what she had taken from her and from our family.
Riley sat and watched without reaction as Francine Edmondson spoke. He sported an orange jumpsuit and was handcuffed to the chair he occupied. Before telling Riley how long he would spend behind bars, Judge Noble addressed Riley. He made a point that this sentence is a result of Riley's own actions.
The jury found that this was not an accident. Mr. Riley, you were responsible for your choices from the moment you walked out of your home into that rental car. You chose not to have a valid driver's license for 5 years, which means you chose not to properly learn how to drive a car, which is a dangerous instrument readily capable of causing serious physical injury, as we have seen.
He then handed down the sentence.
As to count one, the defendant is sentenced to 6 years, 3 months in the Missouri Department of Corrections. As to count two, 11 years, 8 months in Missouri Department of Correction. And as to count three, 10 months in the Justice Center. As to count five, the court imposes the maximum fine of $500. All the counts are to run consecutive for a total of 18 years and 9 months.
That sentence matches the one recommended by the jury. After the sentencing, St. Louis Circuit Attorney Gabe Gore said this sentence sends a message.
That we're going to aggressively prosecute those who choose to drive recklessly and pose risk and inflict damages upon the community. We're going to hold them accountable. We're going to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law.
He adds he hopes this sentence allows Janae and her family to find closure.
I hope that this sentence brings some closure and a sense that Mr. Riley was held accountable for the crime that he committed, and that the Edmondson family will suffer the consequences of for the rest of their lives.
Riley is due back in court in May for a hearing in a separate robbery case. Riley is accused of stealing a handgun from the son of a former St. Louis police sergeant. Riley was violating his house arrest bond on the night of the crash. He will now spend time in prison for. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.